The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them to eat. When his relatives heard about this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the titles that Paul had for himself, so to speak, was that he was a fool for Christ. To be a fool for Christ. And he was willing and gloried in this. Some of the certain religious orders from the Eastern Church actually have that on their tombstone. When you're buried, you're buried, and it says on your tombstone, "Fool for Christ." Fool for Christ. Not a bad thing to put on your tombstone, huh? Fool for Christ. Isn't that, in a way, the world should sometimes, if we're doing what we're supposed to do, namely trying to live the gospel, preach it without compromise, the world should think we're mad, we're out of our mind, we're crazy. You don't really believe that? That's so out of touch. Contraception, please. Oh, come on. Abortion, stay out of a woman's womb. You know, it's none of your business. You know, chastity? Please. I'm so unrealistic. You know, you're crazy. You're insane. You know, praying, dedicating your life to God. You know, what about sex? What about family? What about... You're crazy. You're a fool. You're an idiot. So, again, to be willing to be ridiculed, misunderstood, scorned, and hated by the world should be something that, in a way, we quote, glory in the sense that we know that Christ promised this to us. We know that he said, if you're going to follow me, the world's going to hate you. But most Christians think it's their job to get everybody to like them, completely misunderstanding the call that Christ gave. Now, we're not out picking a fight intentionally, but if we're going to live this life and we're going to insist on it and we're not going to water it down and, you know, clean it up so that the world likes it, if we're going to just say it plain, and the world's going to hate us, think we're crazy, and call us fools. Fools for Christ. The world will gather around us and think that we are mad. Mad. Yesterday, we certainly were able to celebrate among ourselves pro-life, but certainly there are many who scorn us and hate us. For how dare we? Just none of your business. Just stay out of it and all of the complaints of the world. And anyway, I was up by the Supreme Court, and I suppose maybe some of you did the same, but you saw these so-called pro-choice demonstrators with their blue signs, "Keep Abortion Legal." And so anyway, in years past I've done this too, but whenever I can get to them, I go up and talk to a few of them. Now, in the years past, I've sort of tried to engage in it. It just isn't arguing. There's no point in it. So I just decided to go right for their conscience. So there was a crowd blocking the way to them, but I pointed to my collar and I went. They parted and let me through, and I went up to those pro-choice demonstrators, and I went to each one of them. There were about 15 of them. I couldn't get to all 15, but about 10 of them. And I went to each one of them, and I looked at them right in the eye. And I pointed to my own heart, but I said, "In your heart, you know it's wrong. You know. You know." And I went to each one. I decided to just address their conscience directly. All the arguments of this. Again, we got these giant brains, you know, and all these arguments are stored up and talking points and they have their talking points, and you're just going to come back with them. I figured I'm not even having a conversation. I'm just going to go to each of them and speak directly to their conscience. So when, and you know, you can get killed for that. I mean, not literally, hopefully, at a pro-life march, but you can, get a lot of scorn, a lot of anger. And there's just too many Christians today who just aren't willing to accept scorn and hatred. But you know, I will say this: it went very well. I don't think any one of those pro-choice demonstrators, you know, in any way expressed hatred to me. And I have to say that a few of them, as I looked into their eyes, I don't know what it was, but I felt that I'd connected. It was maybe just my impression. Not I, of course, but the Lord, you know? And just right to the conscience. Because you know what? They know it is wrong. They know it's wrong. They do. They know it's wrong. And I was just telling them what they already knew. Now, I'm only telling this story is because, you know, I'm like you. I'm like any of us. You know, you see, oh, man, you've taken a risk. You might get yelled at. They might even spit at you. You know, you never know what'll happen. I might be made a fool of. They might get the better of me. You know? But that's what we have to be willing to do. You know, we have to be willing to enter into it and engage and speak the gospel, and the world will sometimes hate us and scorn us, and you know, sometimes we won't do a great job. We won't say the right thing. We'll be called on something and we don't have an answer, whatever it might be. But are you willing to be a fool for Christ? To be thought of by your own family? You're out of your mind! See? If this was all right for the Lord, we're in good company. You know? So I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to say to you that in that moment, I just said to myself, and just it was all happening like almost an instant. I said, you know, here I am at this pro-life march. I'm not just out here to hang out with friends. I mean, I got to go talk to the. I'm here to change hearts. I'm here to speak to those who don't understand. And here they are. And I'm not saying that it was this discourse was all that long in my mind. It was sort of almost in an instant. I just knew that I can't avoid it this year. The Lord's telling me to go talk to them. And so I did. And I did, we had that wonderful reading yesterday from David speaking to Saul, saying, you know, Saul, you know what you're doing is wrong. You have no business pursuing me. I've done nothing. I'm innocent. Saul. He just spoke right to Saul's conscience. You know. And Saul backed down. So I thought to myself yesterday, I guess it was kind of that reading that it prepared me to just do it that way. I'm not going to have a long argument. I'm not going to engage in the discussion. I'm just going to go to every one of them and say, you know in your heart, it is wrong. It is wrong. You know. Right or wrong to each of them. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just delusional, but I think I connected with a couple of them. I think I did. Not I, but the Lord. Who knows? Maybe just seeds were planted. But somehow, we have to be willing to take the risk, and unfortunately, too many are not. And again, please understand, I'm not telling this story about myself. I mean, it was almost despite myself the Lord led me through that line. It would have been so easy for me to say, well, someone else will argue with them. But nobody was. So I went up and talked to them. And I wonder, sisters, and I know that you all do this well, because I see you walk the streets. I see you giving witness. I know you know this too. You know, we have to be willing to be made a fool of for Christ. Amen.